In this bulletin, another hotel quarantine worker tests positive to coronavirus in Victoria. Health officials address concerns regarding AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. And in sport, NFL star Tom Brady creates more history after leading the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to Super Bowl glory. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has downplayed effectiveness concerns regarding the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine. South Africa has suspended its vaccine rollout after new data showed it provided minimal protection against mild to moderate COVID-19 infection. Mr. Hunt says Australia's vaccine program is on track to be administered as planned, and he still has confidence in the jab.
There's currently no evidence to indicate a reduction in the effectiveness of either the AstraZeneca or Pfizer vaccines in preventing severe disease and death. Where there is new evidence being presented with regards to either the transmission or mild to moderate, that's important for everybody. But we put our faith in the TGA, and the TGA will operate as a free, fearless, independent agency.
Victoria's police minister says authorities don't believe any breaches occurred at a hotel after another positive COVID-19 case linked to the state's quarantine system was recorded. The authorised officer became infected after working at Melbourne Airport's Holiday Inn, as she had initially tested negative last week. On Sunday, the woman tested positive, but she had earlier visited a cake shop and alcohol store in Melbourne's west, which are now exposure sites. Minister Lisa Neville says 80 hotel staff, 9 police and 12 defence personnel are in isolation and are undergoing further testing for coronavirus.
It doesn't appear to be any breaches of infection prevention control procedures that are shown in their engagement with anyone who has entered or exited the hotel at any point.
And Western Australia has announced tighter restrictions to its hotel quarantine system, including a new rule which bans staff from having second jobs. Under the new contracts, all employees are required to end secondary employment if they wish to continue working within the system. Meanwhile, Mark McGowan issued well wishes to 475,000 staff and students who masked up for the return to school today.
It'll be an event I expect all students will remember for the rest of their lives. But I just encourage everyone to do the right thing and follow the rules. We expect it will only be for a week, but obviously we'll get further advice on that as the week goes forward.
Meanwhile, a returned overseas traveller from South Australia has been accused of threatening to spit on hotel security guards in Perth after leaving his room while in quarantine. China has advised Australia that Australian journalist Cheng Lei has been arrested on suspicion of illegally supplying state secrets overseas. The Alliance for Journalists' Freedom has called for her release. It comes as Australian Sean Turnell remains in detention in Myanmar. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the Australian government is offering support to Australians detained overseas, including assurances regarding their welfare and conditions of detention.
We continue to seek assurances of her being treated appropriately, humanely, in accordance with international standards. We were certainly supporting Professor Turnell and a number of other Australians. There is a relatively small number of Australians, less than 50, as Australians do, supporting a developing nation in very positive and constructive ways. We want to ensure that they are as safe as possible.
Cheng Lei, the journalist, was working as a high-profile anchor for China's state-run English language news service, CGTN, and has been detained for 6 months. To the NFL, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl champions after defeating the Kansas City Chiefs 30-9. Superstar quarterback Tom Brady made history by winning his 7th Super Bowl. It's his first with the Buccaneers. 6 of them were with New England Patriots. He was also awarded Super Bowl Most Valuable Player Award for the 5th time in his career.
I'm so proud of all these guys down here, everything we dealt with all year. We had a rough month in November, but the team had a lot of confidence. We came together at the right time. I think we knew this was going to happen tonight, didn't we? We ended up playing our best game of the year. And this team is world champions forever. You can't take it away from us. So thank you, guys. Thank you all.
Let's take a look at Tuesday's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth, 25 degrees, much the same in Adelaide, 30, mostly sunny, 25 for Melbourne, cloudy 17 in Hobart. In Canberra, similar conditions, 23, 21 in Wollongong, much the same, also cloudy in Sydney, 25. Similar conditions again in Newcastle, 25 degrees, overcast but a little bit warm for Brisbane, 29. A couple of showers with a possible storm, 32 degrees in Cairns and much the same for Darwin, 30 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.